Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show visits some of the outstanding films based on prison getaways. I hope you enjoy the show. Recently, a poll was taken to find the world's most popular film, and The Shawshank Redemption topped the list. When it came out, it was nominated for 7 Oscars, but it didn't win any. It's been the classic sleeper, having a modest cinema release, but slowly gathering popularity on rental since it came out in 1994. It didn't help matters that Pulp Fiction was released on the same day. It was based on a short story by Stephen King and starred Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman as two prisoners of different race who bond over the years in prison. Tim Robbins is innocent and plans to escape. Now here's something you didn't know about the film. The American Humane Society objected to a scene where a pet crow is fed a live maggot. It maintained it was cruel to the maggot, and one that had died from natural causes had to be sourced. Amazing. Here's the end titles music by Thomas Newman. The fact that the world's most popular film is a prison breakout movie led me to try to find other worthy examples about the same subject, and this is what I've come up with. In 1947, Jules Dassin made Brute Force, about a prison where the chief guard, played by Hume Cronin, enjoys absolute power. Burt Lancaster, as Joe Collins, organises a prison break after one altercation too many with Cronin. It's a tense drama and caused a sensation on release because of its violent content. It was based on a riot that had actually happened in 1946 at Alcatraz that had lasted for 2 days. Here's the opening titles music from the score by Miklos Roza. Jacques Becker's film Le Trou from 1960 has been described as the best French film ever made. It's also based on a true story about a daring escape through the sewer system of Le Centre prison in Paris. It was Becker's final picture and was edited after his death. One of the escapees was played by one of the original prisoners who made the escape. The only music in the film is the end titles music by Philippe Artus.
Thank you.
1954, Edward G. Robinson was in Black Tuesday, about a daring escape from a death row cell. He takes with him another bank robber who has $200,000 stashed away from his last job. It all goes horribly wrong, and a great cast plays through an extremely nasty plot. It was a return for Edward G. to his gangster roles of the 40s, and the film was banned in Memphis due to its brutality. This is Black Tuesday Blues, sung by Bob Parrish, which plays out at the beginning of the film.
Black Tuesday, Black Tuesday, I pray for the day to never come. I'm leaving that all my life on this earth will be done. Now Peter's son no more, got no key to the door. There's another field it's no more. Lost in peace, and I love you so.
Crash Out in 1955 has a great cast as six survivors of a prison break, headed by William Bendix and Arthur Kennedy, going after some hidden loot. It has a few surprises as we follow their progress, and there are some genuine tense moments as each one falls behind. Beverly Michaels, Hugo Haas's femme fatale, makes an appearance too. It's a tough film and has hints of early Fellini in the characters that are slowly revealed. Leith Stevens provided the score, and this is the opening credits music. House of Numbers in 1957 has an unusual plot. Jack Palance plays two twin brothers, one of whom is in San Quentin and wants to be sprung. Palance cleverly manages in his acting to differentiate between the two twins, and Barbara Lang is good as the wife. It was shot in and around San Quentin prison, so has an authentic feel to it. Andre Previn provided the score. Humphrey Bogart broke out of prison several times in his career, and in Dark Passage, he sets out to clear his name back in San Francisco. Lauren Bacall gives him a ride into town on the highway, and you can guess what happens next. Delmer Daves, the director, gives us a great view of 1940s San Francisco, and we get a subjective camera for a while as Bogie gets some cosmetic surgery in order to avoid detection. This is the title's music by Franz Waxman. Robert Bresson gave us A Man Escaped in 1956, about a French resistance fighter's fascinating escape from a Nazi prison during World War II while awaiting a certain death sentence. It was based on a novel by André de Vigny about his own escape. He advised on the film, and such was Bresson's desire for authenticity that the film was shot within the actual jail where it had all happened. It's extremely simple, but highly effective in gripping your attention. This is Mozart's Great Mass in C minor, number 16. James Cagney busts out of jail in White Heat, 1949, and goes on a killing spree as a complex, violent and volatile gang leader. Virginia Mayo plays his woman, and Steve Cochran wants to take over the gang. This is one of the all-time great film noirs, and Cagney is at the top of his game. Here's Max Steiner's opening titles music.
Thank you.
In 2008 came the unusual Pour Elle, or Anything for Her, in which a high school teacher works out a plan to spring his wrongly accused wife from jail and a murder charge. You're with him all the way through the film as he executes his ingenious plan. It was the debut feature of Fred Cavaille, and he's done a good job. Diane Kruger plays the wrongly accused wife. Here's some of the music by Klaus Badelt. The film was remade in 2010 as The Next 3 Days by Neil Haggis, with Russell Crowe and Elizabeth Banks, which being in English was more successful, of course. But the film wasn't any better than the original, despite the fact that the budget was 5 times larger. In fact, the opening scenes were shot in exactly the same way, as if to prove the point. Danny Elfman wrote the score, but here's The Like, playing In the End.
But isn't that much better than the limbo we were living in? Diaspora, renaissance, blame Mercury, a fatal chance. Change is always coming back, slipping out your darkened doorsteps. And when the words run out, the quiet's just as loud. And the world is upside down, and we're walking on our hands. But we keep on spinning round, and who knows where we'll land in the end. In the end. The moon, it moves in cycles, and we're subject to its will, its winds. The tide, the time, the age, the law, run back and forth like idle dogs. History is not a highway, straight and narrow always, but around, about, and round again. We ride around and hope for change, and when the state's stronger,
My last choice of prison breakout movies is Breakout in 1975, with Charles Bronson busting out Robert Duvall from a Mexican jail. Duvall's wife, played by Jill Ireland, will pay him $50,000. It was based on a true story, and the Mexican government refused to allow it to be shot in Mexico because of that fact. The prison location was actually in Perpignan in France. It's a fun picture, also featuring Randy Quaid, and a small appearance by veteran director John Huston. Jerry Goldsmith wrote the score, and here's the main titles theme. And that's it. It's surprising how many of these were based on real-life incidents, meaning that scriptwriters can't come up with anything that beats real life. And how often have you heard that line? I'll leave you with some of Danny Elfman's score for The Next 3 Days. This is called The Truth.